Fiona Kelly is here with a first look at what it says in your morning newspapers.
The Garda Commissioner's assertion that organised crime groups have been involved in some of the recent anti-immigrant protests generates the lead story in today's Irish Times. Responding to questions from the policing authority, Dhu Harris said that while far-right activists have played a central role in creating tensions and spreading misinformation, known criminals have also been involved. It's thought that their motivation is that they don't want the added Garda presence that inevitably comes with asylum seeker accommodation, and that they have also participated in the intimidation of asylum seekers to curry favour with the local community. For its lead story, the Irish Independent leads with what it describes as the bitter row within the coalition over Fine Gael's controversial €1,000 tax cut plan, which Fianna Fáil sources have picked holes in and say doesn't add up. The government has commissioned an investigation into housing developments which have stalled because of land speculation. That's according to the lead story in the Irish Examiner, which reports that 43,000 units with planning permission in Dublin had yet to begin construction at the end of 2022. The Irish Daily Mail leads with the line that speaking at a Fawcett trade union conference, HSE boss Bernard Gloucester pleaded with healthcare staff to volunteer to work over the June bank holiday weekend in a bid to avoid the dreadful position hospitals were left in on the last May bank holiday weekend. The appearance of Ruth Lawrence before a special sitting of Trim District Court yesterday following her extradition from South Africa, where she was charged with the murder of Owen O'Connor and Anthony Keegan, whose bodies were found in Meath 9 years ago, generates a lead story in the Irish Daily Mirror. The Irish Daily Star leads with what is described as a freak accident in Dundalk yesterday morning when a man in his 50s had to be hospitalised after he was struck by a pile of bricks which fell from a building in the town. Ryan Tuberty's last night hosting The Late Late Show receives coverage on the front of the Irish Sun, which runs with a picture of him holding up a copy of a mock-up which the paper has done of him in his greatest showman attire. DUP may be preparing to end Stormont boycott. That's the lead headline in today's Irish News, which reports that Geoffrey Donaldson's party has been involved in discussions with the British government recently, with much of the focus on the financial package. A rating system used by the Victims Payments Board in Northern Ireland to assess claims for troubles injuries generates the lead story in today's Belfast Telegraph. Lochan Island survivor Colm Smith, who was awarded £44 per week based on his score of just 2 out of 10, describes the process as a travesty and an insult, while Miami Show Band Massacre survivor Stephen Travers reveals that he was given a score of 3.8 out of 10. And finally, also on the front of the Belfast Telegraph, there's a nice picture of King Charles and Queen Camilla on a visit to Armstrong Primary School in Armagh yesterday, being introduced to their namesakes, Charles Murray and Camilla Nowakowska, both of whom are 8-year-old pupils at the school.